right here. It's exactly 9 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where Sean Diddy Combs is scheduled to appear in court this morning for sentencing for his conviction on prostitution-related charges. He is expected to address the court, and his defense team plans to make their case with some taped footage. CBS's Jerika Duncan is there.
Overnight, Combs' legal team released this nearly 12-minute video to be shown at his sentencing hearing.
To raise some money for the children of New York City.
Characterizing him as a philanthropist, family man, and mentor.
When we come together as a people, nothing can stop.
The prosecution is asking that Combs be sentenced to at least 11 years. If the defense gets its request for 14 months, with time already served, the rap mogul could be freed by the end of the year. This is day three of the government shutdown, and White House officials tell CBS News the first wave of layoffs could be announced today. One furloughed federal worker has a health warning. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Anthony Lee works at the Food and Drug Administration and estimates that 90% of his fellow food safety experts have been told, like him, to stay home.
Each day, something could happen in terms of a foodborne illness or a food safety outbreak or an allergen contaminant. Part of FDA's job is to disseminate information out quickly to the public.
The monthly jobs report that was due to be released a half an hour ago was not because of the shutdown at the Labor Department. White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says the administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. That expands funding fights that have targeted Democratic areas during the shutdown. The pause affects a long-awaited plan to extend Chicago's Red Line train. Health Secretary Kennedy has fired a top scientist who filed a whistleblower complaint 3 weeks ago. Correspondent Michael Wallace has those details.
Dr. Jean Marazzo had been the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases until March, when she was demoted. In her complaint last month, she claimed the Trump administration had defied court orders, undermined vaccine research, and endangered research subjects. Marazzo is one of several top NIH scientists who have been let go this week, leaving fewer experts on vaccines and infectious diseases.
A tragic twist and a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Manchester, England, on Yom Kippur.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. It now appears that one of the two people killed and one of the three wounded in yesterday's synagogue attack were shot by police in what Scotland Yard is calling a tragic accident. It's believed the two were standing just behind the synagogue door when police opened fire on the attacker.
Dow futures up 42. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine representative says it's time to close two youth prisons in the state now that they're compliant with a federal court order. State Senator Van Wongard says they should turn them into medium security prisons. Governor Evers says progress is being made at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, but says more work and new facilities are needed before setting a closing date. Southbound 894 between the zoo and Hale will be closed this weekend for road work. The DOT says crews will be paving new asphalt and drivers will be detoured onto Layton. Your map app should keep you on the right path. Crime victims in Racine and beyond could be impacted by new federal rules on aid. Attorney General Josh Cald has joined other states in suing to stop a policy that would check immigration status before victims get legal help. The feds are looking for up to 18,000 square feet of office space in Milwaukee for ICE staff. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, it would support about 80 law enforcement employees, not detainees. And the Brewers and the Cubs will face off in a playoff series for the first time starting tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08. Milwaukee holds home field advantage in the best-of-five series with a potential Game 5 back in Milwaukee October 11th. You can hear the entire playoff run right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. So it's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler. But today, mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
And here we go. Another day of giving you a chance to win $200 green and gold jewelry. The green being $200 cash, with the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This time, the multi-state keyword is luck, L-U-C-K. Use the Civic Media app to get that to us, but do it before 10 o'clock. That's when this word expires, and you could be $200 and gold jewelry richer. And everybody who enters, whether you win a daily prize or not, is qualified for the tickets to see the green and gold demolish the purple people from Minnesota in November, and you'll watch it from indoor club seats up in Green Bay. So go for it, and good luck. From WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus.
It's Friday. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you walk away. Girl, how can I live through this? When you're all I wake up for each
day.
telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Hits WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. My job? Remind you that there is high school football tonight on WRJN. Racine Case at Oak Creek is sponsored by Main Street Bakery in Lee's Deli. You can hear the whole schmear. Pre-game at 6:40, kickoff at 7. And the only place you want to be tonight, WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. The spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Show you the colors that are real. Someone is waiting just for you. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. jacket is pink. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer, yeah, I'm a believer.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Crime victims in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state could be impacted by new rules out of Washington. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is pushing back against a new federal rule he says could hurt crime victims. Attorney General Josh Call joined 20 other attorneys general in suing the U.S. Department of Justice over changes to what are called VOCA funds. They pay for services like family court help and protective orders. The new rule would force providers to check a victim's immigration status before offering legal aid. Call says that could scare survivors and witnesses away from coming forward. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to block the restrictions before they take effect at the end of the month. It's time to make a move on closing Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons. That's the statement from State Senator Van Wongard. Yesterday, Governor Evers announced that Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are now in full compliance with a federal court order. The GOP state senator from Racine says Evers should convert them into medium security prisons. New youth facilities are set to open in Milwaukee County next year and in Dane County in 2028. It's a border battle we've never seen before. A historic playoff showdown is on deck for the Brewers and Cubs. For the first time ever, the teams will meet in a postseason series, starting with Game 1 of the Division Series tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08 tomorrow. First pitch of Game 2 is at 8:08 Monday night. The teams will play up to 5 games, with the Brewers holding home field advantage after finishing with baseball's best record. Game 3 and a possible Game 4 are set for Wrigley, and if it goes the distance, Game 5 will be back in Milwaukee October 11th. During that away game, there will be a watch party held at the Harley-Davidson campus in Milwaukee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
Thank you. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Timeless hits, WRJN. If you missed it, the multi-state keyword for this hour that is good only until 10 o'clock. The word is luck, L-U-C-K. Good luck with that. Get it to us before 10 o'clock. You could win $200 green and gold jewelry.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Feel so proud.
sky's blue. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. They used to be lost. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are flies. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand that?
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You're not going to believe the next song. Actually made the top 10. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Well, I'll have one this afternoon at 1:45 that is a solid rocker, but the one you're going to hear next is a novelty song that made the top 10 in 1961. Gather around the radio. Get your friends. They're not going to believe this one.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage, warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive-thru and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, holy smokes, what a song. 1961. And this song made the top 10, surprisingly. It's a novelty song written by a guy named Johnny Parker, performed by Buzz Clifford. It's a story about a guy who visits his girlfriend while she is babysitting. The song is called, this is top 10 material now. This is Babysitting Boogie by Buzz Clifford. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
My girl babysits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beating, man, it is a shock when he goes. A rocking type of boogie is the kind of song that makes this little baby want to sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He isn't too young to really feel the beat. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet. And he sings. He is a hully-gully bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. Surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes.
Yeah, man, I like that.
He strolls in his stroller with the radio on. He doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, 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 oh,
honest to goodness, top 10 stuff. That was in the top 10 by Buzz Clifford with artists like Connie Francis, the Shirelles, the Everly Brothers, Ben E. King, and Elvis Presley. Chubby Checker, too. Some of the top 10 artists, same time as Buzz Clifford and the Babysitting Boogie. I'll get a little more serious song for you this afternoon here on WRJN.
WRJN.
Time to sit's WRJN. All day today, more multi-state keywords to give you a shot at $200 and gold jewelry, too. Another keyword coming up at 11, WRJN.
Street. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word, but more than a blunder. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A fallen rap mogul is about to go before a court for sentencing in New York on his prostitution-related case. Correspondent Jerika Duncan is there.
In a four-page letter to the judge overseeing his case, Sean Diddy Combs apologized for his actions and begged for leniency. I take full responsibility and accountability for my past wrongs, he wrote, later adding, I ask for mercy today and promising to never commit a crime again.
Prosecutors are asking that Combs be sentenced to at least 11 years, the defense no more than 14 months. That would mean he could be freed before the end of the year. The government shutdown drags on. CBS's Tina Krause is in Washington.
Today, the U.S. Senate is set to hold another round of votes, now 3 days into a shutdown stalemate. Republicans insist the only way forward is to pass the House's short-term spending bill. But Democrats won't drop their demands that the bill include federal health care subsidies and protections for Medicaid.
This morning, the White House budget director announced the administration will withhold $2.1 billion in funding for Chicago infrastructure projects. Today's report on monthly jobs, a victim of the shutdown. CBS's Michael Wallace says economists and investors are getting some